Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Jonathan Goldman here. This Wednesday, March 12th, 2008, you're on the Healing Sounds radio show here at HealthyLife.net. And it's going to be a great show today. Today is a great day, and so tomorrow will be in the next day. Today we have as our guest Dr. Alex Beery, and Alex will be, well, he'll be coming on in a few minutes and telling us all about various aspects of not only his work, but he's really a major focalizer of this wonderful event that's happening in May called the 2008 Global Sound Conference, so we'll be talking about that. And I have to tell you, I am very, very, ecstatic. I am ecstatic about the fact that my brand new book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, is basically being released, and we're doing a huge email campaign and marketing campaign to get it out to the mainstream publication, mainstream consciousness. It is published by Hay House, who, as many of you know, have all sorts of wonderful authors, from everyone from Greg Braden to Deepak Chopra to Wayne Dyer. Not that I'm comparing myself to these people, but it's really great to be being put out by a company like that. And you can, if you're interested, you can get it now by going to Amazon.com and just, you know, Seven Secrets of Sound Healing. There it is, and they got the price that'll beat anybody. And, you know, so what can I say about that one, except that The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing is now officially out from Hay House. And one of these days I'm going to do a show on The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, talking about that. But for the moment, I think what I'd like to do is, it's not only a book, which is very, very nice, and it's a hardback, which is very, very nice, but it also comes with some music. And the music that we have on there is, I'm going to play you a little bit of an excerpt of, it's something called Peaceful Journey, and it's just very, very beautiful, lovely music, and I'm very, very pleased to have that. And then we'll take our commercial, and then we'll come back with Alex Beery to talk about stuff. And I hope you all are doing really, really well today. Spring, you can just feel it if you're in a climate that has climate changes, as opposed to perhaps certain places that it's summer all year round or winter all year round. But here, spring is beginning to happen. Not only is the equinox happening in a little bit more than a week, but you can feel just the whole resonance and the vibration and the rotations of the planet changing and shifting as we go on and on. So spring is coming, and that's a joyful time too. So here for a moment, let's put on a little bit of an excerpt from the book, Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, the CD that's associated with it. And let's see if this fabulous CD player I have. Yeah, there we go. Hey, see you in a couple of minutes.
all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcasting coders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Naturally, you make a strong statement about who you are with fabulous new clothing, shoes, bedding, and more from Eddie Bauer, the essential brand of quality apparel and gear with the up-and-coming and those who have already arrived. Today's generation knows that Eddie Bauer is the source for everything casual, comfortable, and with a flair for the entire family. Shop anytime, day or night, at eddiebauer.com, an affiliate of healthylife.net. And don't forget, Eddie Bauer gift certificates make the perfect statement, too. Now available at eddiebauer.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
And we are back with me, Jonathan Goldman, on the Healing Sound Show. And I have a very special guest today. My guest is he's a colleague and friend, which many of the guests on our show are. They are colleagues and friends. Can't help it. You know, they're all extraordinary people, but he's really, really special. He's the founder of the 2008 Global Sound Conference and the 2007 Global Ohm Project. Alex Spitty draws on an extensive training of psychology and psychoacoustic music production to research and integrate new modalities into sound therapy. He's often found performing at conferences, festivals, and retreats worldwide. His music has received international airplay on film, radio, and television commercials. Hey, I didn't know that. And he has published articles for numerous magazines. So I want to welcome to you, the audience, our wonderful, wonderful guest, Alex Spitty. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
I am doing great. It is, thank you very much for coming on to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, I know there's probably a lot of stuff that I missed in terms of my introduction to you, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to fill in any blanks that I may have missed in terms of who and what you are by simply asking the question that I ask everybody, whether I've known them 10 years or 10 minutes, which is this. For most people on this path of sound healing or spirituality or consciousness evolution, whatever term you want to use, there comes a time, a moment, some sort of experience that caused them to, sometimes they do a 180 and totally flip around, sometimes it's a mere shift, a little thing gets triggered in their consciousness, in their mind, in their life. Did something like that happen to you? And if so, tell us about it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I've been kind of captured by the power of sound from a very early age. I remember being maybe around 5 years old, and my parents would put on some music, and I just remember being completely caught up in the beauty, the majesty, and the power of sound. And I just remember dancing. I mean, my parents would tell me stories about how whenever they would put on this one record, I would just dance and just get really, really happy. So that's from a very early age. I would say kind of the seminal moment in my career as far as it relates to psychoacoustics and sound healing would be sometime around the time when I was in college. And I was studying undergrad psychology and with kind of a follow-up in music and sound. And I just learned about sound therapy kind of, you know, I've been playing music my whole life. My brother was actually a session bass player in Chicago, so I grew up with, you know, music in my family. But, you know, up until that point, music and psychology were kind of running in parallel. And I learned about music therapy, learned about psychoacoustics, and you know, kind of really discovered the cross-connection between sound and healing. And from that point on, it's just been getting deeper and deeper into the field.
Okay, I'm going to interject for a moment. So we can assume that you actually are a doctor, not a medical one, but a PhD.
That's correct, yeah. I got a PhD
and,
in psychology.
In psychology. I'm going to interrupt this because I know some people who have PhDs in psychoacoustics or psychology or music and psychology or whatnot, and they're attuned to the effects of sound upon the brain, the nervous system, etc., etc. But you, my friend, are really attuned to the sacred aspect of sound, and that's a difference. So you are bringing to this field not only as a player of science, but also as a player of sacred knowledge of sound. Now, how did your awareness of the sacredness of sound occur?
You know, I think that has to do also kind of with my upbringing and my childhood. I mean, you know, really, I come from a definitely a spiritual background, and my mother is quite a spiritual individual. And, you know, just kind of got raised with an appreciation of spirit. And so definitely I felt a very strong connection to universal and spiritual concepts my whole life. Obviously, you know, as I've gotten older, I've deepened that practice. And to me, honestly, you know, science and spirituality are heading back to the place from which they came, which is, you know, the place of union. And I feel like there's different epochs throughout history when they kind of go through separation. But obviously now, you know, in the 21st century, we're heading, you know, toward a union of those concepts again.
And I'm in total agreement about that. And this might be another show talking about the, those epochs, because it was certainly something that happened. I don't know when the last time was, perhaps the 12th, 13th, 14th century, when the Age of Reason and came out and science and the arts became separate forms. And, you know, we can date them back more. But for the moment, I would like you immediately just, you know, I'm going, okay, let's just tell us briefly about the Global Sound Conference briefly. We'll talk more about that, but just tell us, A, the idea, B, when it's happening, and C, how people can get there in case somebody's listening just for the moment. And, you know, we'll tell them, give them some contact information, and then we'll talk more about the Global Sound Conference, et cetera. But just immediately, what is it, where is it, when is it, and et cetera. Go.
Yeah, the Global Sound Conference is a unique event that will bring together key individuals from the music, film, and television industries with pioneers in the areas of wellness, sound healing, and integrative medicine to explore how sound affects our lives. It's happening in Marina Del Rey this coming May 9th through the 12th, 2008. And for people that are interested in attending or learning more about the event, the website is discoversound.com.
Beautiful. God, you're very good. I love it. So quick and succinct. Now we can take a breath and say, okay, so who are, for example, some of the people who are going to be at this conference?
We just have a wonderful lineup, Jonathan. I feel so blessed to be working with presenters such as yourself and the host of other people. We have Sheila Chandra flying in from London. We have Stanley Jordan flying in from Arizona. Locally, we're going to be joined by the Beckwiths, Ricky, and Agape International Choir. They're going to come in and do a beautiful choral performance. Greg Ellis and Young Shen Lamo, who's a tremendous, tremendous singer from Tibet. She's actually done work with the Dalai Lama and just got off tour with Peter Gabriel.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, of course, we have Stephen Halpern, we have Jonathan Goldman, we have Fabian Maman, we have Patrick Flanagan, and a host of other presenters.
Keep going. Come on, I want to hear some more.
You want to hear some more? Okay, great.
But you got Don Campbell coming, too.
Oh, Don's going to be mad at me that I didn't list him. Of course, we have Don Campbell. We are honored to have him on board with us, and he's coming out with a new book.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to be talking about. Shiva Ray, you know, The exciting thing about this particular event is that we're kind of reaching beyond just the boundaries of the sound healing community to try to bring in people not only from the sound healing community, but people from the music industry, people from the yoga community. So, you know, for example, We have Alan Howarth, who's done a lot of sound design for major motion pictures like Indiana Jones. We have another sound designer, Frank Serafina, who's done Shrek and Platoon and Terminator. We also have Dr. Mao Xing Ni, who is kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum, and he's a 38th generation doctor of Chinese medicine and runs the largest acupuncture school in Los Angeles, which is called Yosan University. And he's going to be speaking basically about some kind of very ancient and in-depth applications of sound within Chinese medicine. In addition to that, you know, we're going to have people like Jeff Volk, of course, who is a plethora of experience in the study of cymatics for the last 20 years.
All right, I'll stop you now. So you got everybody coming.
We got everybody coming.
Okay. So, I mean, you know,
good people.
Right. As I was mentioning to our audience before I came on, today is the day, or this week, that The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, my new book, is coming out. And I mentioned that it was really geared more toward mainstream consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's talk for a minute about the fact that sound does seem to be now, especially with you bringing in folks not only from the sound healing community, but also from the film, TV, music industries, and doing this whole smorgasbord together. It really seems to be happening, doesn't it?
Well, Jonathan, you know, I think it's a natural progression, ultimately, you know, to me, to really look at sound and music. Sound is, obviously, as you know, one of kind of the primary forces within the universe. And I think what's happening right now is that the sound is being returned to its rightful place within society, which is primarily as a tool for transformation. You know, it's shifting from a purely entertainment-oriented thing to a tool that can be used for transformation within the global media.
Alex, you've been reading my book. No, you keep going. I'll tell you something really interesting. You know, our dear friend Kimba Aram, who teaches with us at the Healing Sounds Intensive in the summer and has worked with Dr. Andrew Wallace, she was over in Hawaii, and I believe, actually, I probably should not mention, but she basically did a lot of sound work with one of the major pop Grammy-nominated winning type of people of all time. And so it's really, you know, the sound field is really beginning to infiltrate into mainstream, and it's outrageous.
I think it's wonderful, and you know, I really feel comfortable mentioning on your show the fact that, you know, what's happening right now is that, you know, to me, the media is the macro consciousness of our planet, and what I really feel is happening right now is that, you know, the stewards of our planet and people that really care about the Earth are stepping up and, you know, claiming their space within the global media network. And it's really up to people such as yourself and all the other plethora of wonderful healers on our planet to, you know, project their voice into the global scene and, you know, give people choices on how to be healthy, how to live in balance, and really have that be a part of the lifestyle and a part of all of the information that's being saturated in our global media.
Oh, beautiful. Well, listen, you know, with this show, what I like to do is that we lead into a commercial is to play some music, and every show I like to at least add something that's never been played before. So here we have just a little bit of an excerpt of a brand new CD that's coming out called Crystal Bowls, Chakra Chants, done by the our Crystal Bowls friends, the Crystal Tone guys, coupled with some work that I did. So, Alec, we're going to lead out with this for about a minute, and then we'll have our commercial, and then we will be back to talk about global sounds.
All right.
pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams. From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
Well, hello, my friends, again. You're with Jonathan Goldman here on the Healing Sound Show with our special guest, Alex Theory, and, Alex and I were chatting for just a bit before during commercial time, and I thought I would basically ask him to begin to repeat what he was saying, because he began talking. We were talking about the, differentiation between the arts and the sciences, and then he went on to begin talking to me about his travels to Egypt. Take it, Alex.
Yeah, traveling to Egypt was quite an awakening experience for me, simply because it really put me in tune with what the ancients had known for really thousands and thousands of years. And that was really the immense and transformative power of media. Now, of course, the ancients didn't have television, they didn't have internet, but what they did have is temples and pyramids, which were carved with very specific hieroglyphs. They were oriented in very specific geographic and geometric positions. And, you know, they were really designed to act as temples for initiation and activation. And going to Egypt really kind of put me in tune with this concept. And it made me realize that really nowadays our global temples are the internet and television. And it's really up to us as the stewards of our planet to restore wisdom back to those global temples, you know. And, you know, I think that's almost a perfect segue to talk about, you know, the Temple of Sound, which I just love tremendously.
Well, that is a great, they're so kind, but on World Sound Healing Day, not only Jay, who engineers there, but Linda, said, would you like to do an hour-long show with Andy, leading people over then to the Temple of Sacred Sound? And we did, and as you know, my friend, the Temple of Sacred Sound has been a dream of mine for a long time. I'm going to tell you something that, gosh, I just realized this morning, is that after we went into the awe chamber and I had this playing on my little for want of a better term, laptop, and I had the headphone speakers basically into this incredible clear sort of interdimensional crystal, and then I brought it down to my recording studio, and I walked in last night, and the the thing has been going now for 1 month solid, with the concept that it's the crystal is basically generating and transducing the energy outward to the planet, so it's really cool. But I know we're going to be doing something very interesting and very important as well at the Global Sound Conference, which is the, for want of a better term, the Global Ma. What is a Global Ma? Tell us about a Global Ma.
Absolutely. Well, the Global Ma is going to be an event that's following up to an event that we did last September in conjunction with Earth Dance International, which is called the Global Om. And the Global Om was a moment when basically global participants tuned to a specific frequency all around the Earth, and the frequency that we used is based on the Schumann resonance, which is a frequency that's measured by NASA, to be the frequency of the Earth. And so basically the Global Ma is going to be on Mother's Day, and it's going to happen at 4:30, and we're going to basically create a Ma sound, to honor the Mother Earth and all the mothers on our planet. And this is something that's going to be joined by many people around the world via the Earth Dance Network. We actually have MP3 online on the Discover Sound website that people can download and join us, from 4:30 to 4:15 at any moment that they choose. They can join in with us. And basically, the intention behind this event is, once again, to kind of reawaken the global sacredness of media. And, using internet and using other sources of media as a tool to unify global consciousness.
Yes. Indeed. Well, parts of my psyche are wanting to, be chanting hallelujah, amen, om, mani padme hum, om dada, all these things, because it's so important and it's such a wondrous thing. And, the fact seems to be that our sound, coupled with an intentionalized field, really seems to generate change and shift on our planet. Would you not agree?
Well, to me that's definitely one of the seminal types of concepts that I remember reading in your books, way back in the day, and I know that the equation has kind of evolved, but originally it was basically sound plus intention equals manifestation, and I think that ultimately that's still completely applicable, and it's actually quite fascinating to get feedback from the last event that we did, the Global Om, which happened, on September 15th at Earth Dance, and we actually got contacted by Princeton University.
Yeah.
And they have been doing a project called the Global Consciousness Project.
Right, that's correct.
For quite a number of years now. And, they contacted us and actually sent us some of the data, which, they've been monitoring events such as Live Earth, September 11th, a variety of events that, supposedly have global attention. And they actually, detected a significant spike in coherence right at the exact moment of the Global Om. And this data is actually up on the Discover Sound website under the Global Ma tab for people that actually want to take a look at that graph and learn a little bit more about what that means. But, what I think is really fascinating, Jonathan, is that we are at an intersection point. We're at the crossroads right now between ancient wisdom and modern science. And we're really at a point where we are able to quantify, things that we have known for thousands and thousands of years.
Okay, well, as we, tell you what, let's take a moment and go into a short commercial break while we listen to the, an om sound as we do this. Let's see
Sounds
if the
great.
Om wants to come out. And here we go. Here's the om, so we can imagine people throughout the planet oming together.
Thank you.
healing sounds intensive. A unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The healing sounds intensive. Your life will never be the same. Experience a new level of tranquility with Ultimate Om by Jonathan Goldman. Voted one of the top 20 must-have New Age music albums, this amazing CD will create an atmosphere of calmness and balance like you've never experienced. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Ultimate Om for deep inner peace. From sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Okay, so we are back here with the Healing Sound Show. I'm Jonathan Goldman, and my guest is Alex Theory. Alex, before we begin any further, would you please announce your website?
Absolutely, I'd be happy to. The website for the upcoming sound conference in May is called discoversound.com. And we have just a plethora of information about the various presenters and workshops and exhibitors.
Well, okay, thank you. That's good, because everybody, or at least the people who are on listening to the show right now, could go to that website and still listen to your melodic voice while they read information about, and hopefully my melodic voice too, and read information about this fabulous gathering that is happening on Mother's Day weekend, huh?
Absolutely, and honestly, in honor of your show, we created just a special promotion for people to log in. If they are inspired to register, they can enter the word temple in the registration page and actually receive a 20% discount on conference registrations. So that's just for listeners of your radio show, Jonathan.
Oh, wow, so everybody who's listening now, do that, enter temple, because that's really cool. Thank you, Alex.
Absolutely.
All right, so where do we go from here? I think we were talking about the global Ma, the global Om, Temple of Sacred Sound, all these things being interrelated, and you as being, if you like, one of the focalizers of this energy. What should we talk about next?
You know, we could talk about that just a tiny bit more, just because I feel there's so much to say, you know.
Yeah.
And really, what I feel like is happening right now is, once again, you know, if you take a look at mainstream media, what's it focused on? I mean, it's primarily focused on consumerism, you know, and that's kind of the equivalent of, you know, if you're going to go to temple or any kind of spiritual setting, and the preacher or whoever's up there is going to tell you to buy stuff. I mean, that's really what's happening right now. So within the global temple, so to speak, you know, our consciousness is focused on consumerism, on materialism, et cetera, et cetera. And so what I feel like is happening within the music industry, within the film and television industry, on a global level, albeit, you know, slowly, it's definitely taking time to saturate and to kind of penetrate on a global level. But nevertheless, what is happening is that concepts that are in alignment with health, that are in alignment with nature, that are in alignment with, in general, healing, are coming back into the forefront of our media. And that's so important because, as I mentioned earlier, the media is the consciousness, the collective consciousness, so to speak, of our entire planet.
Well, it's really interesting as you were talking. I was thinking back to last year when a show called American Idol, which is probably the most popular television show in existence, did a program called Idol Gives Back. And for about 2 hours, they presented all this information about what was going on at a poverty level in both Africa and the United States, intercut with some amazing, I happened to watch the show, some amazing stuff. They had like a hologram of Elvis Presley singing with Celine Dion and stuff like that. And yet, you know, in order to keep the people glued, because if you'd done this as a documentary, people were turned off after 5 minutes because the images were so distressing. And yet, because they couldn't miss the next act, they would have to watch this. And they raised millions and millions of dollars. And I thought, well, this is really a great example of something that, you know, American Idol is, you know, perhaps, you know, not the epitome of spiritual consciousness, and yet they were somehow able to do a real frequency-shifting, consciousness-shifting manifestation through that show, and it was outrageous.
I mean, I can only imagine the day when we use television and internet as a tool for shifting global consciousness. I mean, this is, you know, to me, seminal works like The Temple of Sound online and a lot of the pioneering work that you've been doing throughout the years are setting the stage for just that, you know, using sound as a tool for transformation on our planet. And I mean, to me, once again, this should be integrated into the bedrock of our media and our daily lives. I mean, imagine a time throughout the day when it's just kind of, you know, it's like at noon, everybody takes a break from work and they do 10 minutes of toning, and they know that every single person in all the different time zones around the planet is doing exactly the same thing. And that's our way to tap into and connect to the global collective.
Right. You know, and you were mentioning before the Global Consciousness Project and all this other stuff, and there's a place called HeartMath that I know that you know about, mm-hmm. and I was playing with one of their toys one day, or their devices for measuring a brainwave-heartwave coherence, so I'd be more specific, and after I got the that waveform going, I began to tone the asana, and it literally grew and grew and grew. The waveform became gigantic, and mm-hmm. I was going, my goodness gracious, well, here's another example of how sound then can just simply enhance and amplify our consciousness. And I think this is probably one of the reasons why most prayer on this planet is spoken aloud. Most chanting and most kirtans and stuff like that. You know, speaking about this and sounds and sacred sounds and all that stuff, and kirtans, I'd like to play a little excerpt as we go out in a moment from something that I did called Reiki Chant, so we'll put that there for a minute, but take another minute to speak your mind, my friend.
Well, you know, speaking of kirtan, I mean, you know, I just really want to have the listeners be aware of a tremendous opportunity to see Sheila Chandra. She's just such a beautiful singer, and so devoted to her voice. It's incredible. I had the, you know, the privilege of doing several shows with her last year and be in her presence, and, you know, just it really put me in tune with how much she values her voice and how seriously she takes it. She does not speak for 24 hours before her performance and 24 hours after in order to conserve her vocal cords. And, you know, she's just a tremendously devoted individual and very authentic. And I just want to invite listeners who will be in the area in Los Angeles to come and join us for that seminal evening on Sunday, May 11th, right after we do the Global Ma. Later that evening, Sheila Chandra is going to be doing a wonderful, wonderful devotional performance.
Yes, Sheila's, well, you know, I met her in England. I think she studied with me for a little while. She was just brilliant and beautiful and just a lovely, lovely, kind being. And so right before we go to commercial, can't break tradition, we'll just bring a little bit of Reiki chants and honor the energy of all the beings from the planet doing the sacred sounds and all the different traditions, and especially Sheila Chandra.
pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com. Is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
You are with Jonathan Goldman here on the Healing Sound Show at HealthyLife.net with my special guest, Alex Beery. We've been talking, among other things, about the fabulous 2008 Global Sound Conference that's happening over Mother's Day weekend in May. I guess it's the probably second weekend in May, and all the wonderful stuff that's happening there. We'll talk a little bit more about it, but during our break, I thought of a question, Alex.
Great.
And I said, let me get you on. So out of all the different modalities of sound healing, and indeed in my book, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, which is coming out this week, I have a whole chapter on like what I break down to be 12 different modalities of sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go into them now, but what, you know, if you had a favorite, if you had a drutter, if you'd have, okay, I want to do this in terms of sound rather than that, what would it be? Would it be playing? Would it be listening to music? Would it be using tuning forks? Would it be receiving, you know, blah, blah, woof, woof?
You know, it have to be really kind of a yin-yang question, just because to me there's the technology and at the same time the spirituality and the acoustic components of sound are just interlinked, and that's really one of our greatest strengths in this era, is that we're able to utilize, for example, toning and singing is such a powerful tool for personal transformation.
Right.
You know, I mean, to me, that's one of the fundamental tools that, you know, anybody could use, whether they're a professional musician or they're just an average Joe sitting, you know, in traffic on the freeway. It's something that everybody can use at any time, and it's free, you know. On the other side of the coin, tools such as vibroacoustics, you know, tools that use voice analysis and other things like that, or binaural frequencies, are also just incredible tools that once we really develop higher levels of kind of scientific and clinical research to delineate how those sounds are specifically affecting us, I think that those are going to be tremendously powerful tools that are going to be used as well. So to me, you know, as I said, it kind of oscillates between those two worlds, because I'm a definitely deeply spiritual person, and I'm a huge fan of indigenous and, you know, acoustic instrumentation, and simultaneously I'm a technophile and someone who loves research. And so, I wish I could choose just one, but to me it's really about the balance between the two.
Hey, you know, I would have answered the same way, because I think it's impossible. There are times I feel like making a tone myself, times I feel like hearing somebody else's tone, times that I, like, you know, want to basically have my body being vibrated by a sound that is this and there. I mean, we've got a friend in named Ron Minson, who's a medical doctor in the Denver area, who combines both the hemi-sync binaural beat frequency phenomena with Dr. Alfred Tomatis' work. And once again, I mean, it's just so interesting. So it's so extraordinary, Alex. As you know, I've probably been in this field for about 30 years. And to see all this stuff happening now is wonderful. And the only thing that I think is so important is that people somehow gain some sort of discrimination in terms of what is real versus what is, shall we say, fabricated for the quick, fast buck and what used to be known as snake oil.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's so important, Jonathan, you know, and I think, you know, the work of pioneers such as yourself is really heading toward creating clarity within this field. Because there's, you know, just as in the case of, you know, global media, as we were talking about, the main focus at this point of global media is consumerism. And I think what we're doing and you know, what we're bringing back into the global media is, once again, the wisdom and the grace and the alignment with nature, you know, and nature is about sustainability. You know what I'm saying? It's not about just kind of radical consumerism and consumption. You know, it's about creating cycles and, you know, events that are in tune and they can continue to sustain themselves over time. And so that's something that is so important, and we need to, you know, basically research and quantify what's going on within the field of psychoacoustics and within the field of sound healing, in order to help people differentiate the snake oil from the authentic, you know, healing.
And, you know, as an interesting phenomena, too, I'm going to bring this back, because we'll be wrapping up in a couple minutes, back to the fabulous, you know, gathering that you're having in May at the Global Sound Conference, because you're going to have, how many presenters do you currently have? And I know you're probably adding more all the time. I don't know if you're totally booked or whatnot, but how many presenters do you have there right now?
We have approximately 56, close to 60 presenters at this event.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, there, for our listening audience, I'm sure that you could find, if you went to this fabulous event in what, Marina Del Rey, is that what you said it was?
Yes, in Marina Del Rey, California, and it's happening May 9th through the 12th in 2008.
What hotel?
It's going to be at the Marriott Marina Del Rey.
Okay, great. And I'm sure people could just find, I mean, I'm very, very excited, because I know you, and I know your integrity, and I know the extraordinary vision and just, if you like, manifestation of that vision that you've done through creating this thing. So I know that there are just a plethora of people who are not only in the field of sound, but they're going to be in the field of all sorts of, you know, science, music, film, television, who are going to be there, and it's going to be a really important thing, not to mention the global ma.
That's right. I mean, to me, it's really, once again, I feel honored to be at the nexus of this particular event and to help steward this event into existence. And it's just going to have my favorite people from a variety of disciplines. I mean, you know, from Elevate Film Festival, and the director of The Secret's going to be there. People from the scientific community, people from the music industry, from all over, Jonathan, as you mentioned. And this is an opportunity for them to get together, to share information, you know, and to really help take media to the next level on our planet.
Oh, very, very beautiful, my friend. Okay, we are, Alex Siri, it has been a real, real honor to have you here, and I am just going to go out to the next commercial, then I'll come back for a minute to wrap up with a little bit of a thing that I created last month, which is in Lakech Alakin from the Mayan tradition, and which is basically saying, I'm another you, you are another me, and my dear friend Alex, I certainly feel that with you. Thank you so much,
Jonathan, for having me on your show, and I look forward to seeing you very soon. And thanks to all the listeners.
Thank you.
The Tantra of Sound Harmonizer by Andy and Jonathan Goldman for a new sound experience. This is the first CD that will simultaneously balance your brain waves and your chakras, enhancing health and harmony within and without. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Harmonizer will harmonize you. The Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Okay, it is wrap-up time with me, Jonathan Goldman, here at the Healing Sound Show at HealthyLife.net. And I just want to invite you all not only to go to, if you can, go to Alex's wonderful Global Sound Conference. That's going to be a fabulous event. But the next show, whoa, drum roll here, is going to feature my very dear friend and colleague, Greg Braden. And he's going to be talking about his brand new book. So that'll be on April 9th. It's a Wednesday, of course, at this time, and our guest will be Greg Braden, so be there. And in the meantime, if you're looking for a book to read, go to Amazon.com and order The 7 Secrets of Sound Healing by yours truly, Jonathan Goldman, just come out this week.